Well, it appears that Aboriginal Australians settled in the outback region 10,000 years earlier than we'd previously thought. In other words, 49,000 years ago. New evidence has been uncovered by Giles Hamm, a PhD student working in South Australia's Flinders Ranges. He says he spent six depressed and lonely years searching for proof of early settlement, but then he hit the archaeological jackpot, a rock shelter with ancient tools, red ochre and gypsum. I spoke with Giles Hamm a short time ago.
Good morning, Hamish.
How did you find this rock shelter?
Initially, I went to the Northern Flinders and didn't see a lot of stuff that I was excited about because of the land use and the cattle and so forth. Then we went back with one of the traditional owners, a man called Cliff Coulthard. And we were just getting out one day in the car and the vehicle, and Cliff decided to go for a call of nature. And he walked up this creek and found this amazing natural rock fractured spring. And then we were looking around the spring and suddenly noticed all these big expanse of rock engravings. And then that site then led us, we realised this was a rich area. And then we decided to record sites surrounding that spring. And then that basically led us to Warratjie Rock Shelter, into the gorge where we found the rock shelter.
And what did you find in it?
We looked up and saw this blackened wall and think, oh, okay, people were obviously in there lighting fires. Because these sites are very rare in the Flinders Range. You just don't find them every day. And then we just walked up this steep slope and found all these stone artifacts on the surface. And we knew, oh, wow, this is amazing. We know, you know, people are going there regularly. And then when I got my probe, I put it down into the sediment and it went down right down to a metre. Now, that's very exciting for me, being an archaeologist, to have a metre almost of deposit. And we pulled it up and saw all these signs of ash and charcoal. And then we just put two trenches across the shelter floor and we started excavating. We excavated down to, you know, about a metre, and we excavated about 3.3 cubic metres of sediment and sieved about almost 3 tonnes of soil. And we recovered about 4,300 artefacts, 3 kilos of bone material, a lot of it animal bone, probably mainly from the local wallaby population, the yellow-footed rock wallaby. So we found, you know, evidence of red ochre, lots of plant remains, of course, lots of stone tools, and then these special archaeological finds, these firsts that we didn't think we'd encounter.
So you talked about six depressed and lonely years searching for proof of early settlement. Why so depressed and lonely? Why was this such a difficult pursuit?
Oh, because the Flinders Ranges is it's a very unassuming landscape. And for an archaeologist, you know, you love these nice, fat, big rock shelters with deep deposits. Now, a lot of these, like the open sites, for instance, they're on the edges of these rivers. Now, these rivers are very, very dynamic and fast flowing. When they fill up, they scour a lot of evidence on their banks. So a lot of the archaeology is very disturbed. And so I went from disturbed site to disturbed site, wanting something that was what we call stratified, you know, like a layer cake, beautifully sort of in a profile. Now, you don't really get a lot of that in open sites. So, of course, I just found all these open sites and nothing really excited me in terms of results. And so I suppose I was thinking, please, I just want one rock shelter with a decent deposit. That's all I want, you know, dear Lord. And of course, this was the very last site we found and the very last site I dug. And I had no idea, you know, how it was going to be this incredibly old. I mean, we originally thought it may be only 5,000 years old. Because in a metre of deposit, you don't expect, you know, over 40,000 years of human history.
And is that the significance of this, that in one sample you have that much history?
Yes, and it's an amazing compact record of human occupation. And as I say, it's got all these amazing firsts. I mean, the earliest use of ochre in Australia, the earliest bone tool, you know, this needle-like tool they were using to pierce skins and of wallaby and kangaroo, the first modern-backed artefacts, which are these small refined tools, you know, 10,000 years earlier than we previously thought. The evidence of resin, which is like a glue, which they were hafting these special tools onto the end of the sticks, you know, 10,000 years again earlier than we expected. You know, it's amazing. And then, of course, there's the megafauna remains, which is just unheard of. I mean, it's so exciting.
How do you know that it's that old? How do you prove that these remains date back 49,000 years?
Well, we use two main dating methods. One is radiocarbon, of course, C14. dating from the time that organic remains, if it's a plant or an animal, died. And then, of course, we used a technique called optical stimulated luminescence, OSL, and where you can individually date the quartz grains in the sediment. So those two methods, we initially had a bit of a challenge with the charcoal because a lot of it was coming back at very young ages, and that was surprising. I thought something's going on. We did find out that some of the charcoal had been contaminated by modern carbon. So, but then we got eggshell dates. Now, eggshell is a very good material to date. We're talking about emu eggshell here because Aboriginal people were bringing emu eggs into the shelter and cooking them. So emu egg is really, it's got a good crystalline structure. So it's very reliable for radiocarbon dating. So once we got that series of eggshell dates, we suddenly realised it was such an old site. And then coupled with the OSL dates, they seemed to match each other. There was a good overlap.
So were you working on a hunch that you might find something that dates back prior to when we had previously thought the origins of human settlement in Australia were?
No, I had no idea. I mean, the original occupation of Flinders Ranges was about 15,000. So I thought, look, we might push that beyond, say, if we were lucky, up to the arid period or when it got really extremely arid. But I had no idea that we'd push it that far back. It was a complete surprise.
We tend to think that humans first came to Australia 50,000 years ago. Does this finding challenge that in any way, given that it's so far from the coast?
Well, of course, Hamish, I've been asked that question a lot. And look, the logic says that if people in Australia are at 50 and they're down this far in the continent, on the southern part of the continent at 49, they must have come into the continent before 50 and probably maybe 5, maybe even 10,000 years earlier.
Incredible, incredible story, Charles Hamm there speaking to me earlier. You can head to the ABC website as well, by the way. There's tons of content there, different stories from the TV news services, radio news services, with more information about how all of that happened. But it is genuinely remarkable. It's 25 minutes past 8. You're listening to RN Breakfast.